Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks for checking in with us here on a Friday. We're going to have a great time talking Disney, longest week ever. Am I right? Man, I like those three-day weeks better. But anyway, we're going to get together and talk Disney here in just a second. First, a word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Let me just remind you, they are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best when it comes to booking travel to the Disney destinations for their guests. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the great specials. When you book a Disney cruise with the folks over at the Magic for Less, you're going to get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend just like cash on those adult dining experiences, port adventures, and more. And there are some awesome specials for the first quarter of 2018 right now down at Walt Disney World. Get some Gift of Magic. There's some annual pass holder room discounts. Lots going on. The best thing to do, drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote. And while you're there, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And you and I are going to be working together on a great Disney adventure. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. We know our listeners. We know that you do a lot of online shopping. You are tech savvy, and we've come up with a great way to support the Be Our Guest podcast where it costs you nothing extra, but it can really, really help the show. So when you do that online shopping, even if you're on your mobile device, load up the cart, then go to a desktop computer, go to BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon, complete the checkout through that link. It costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show. So please bookmark it on your desktop computer at home and at work. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
To episode 1257 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday as always, and welcome to December. I know, whoa, 25 days till Christmas, man, we got to get it going. I know this is like, okay, now we're, you know, it was fun there, you know, after Thanksgiving, like, oh, I got plenty of time till, you know, to get all this stuff done before Christmas. It's December, people. Not time to panic yet. You know, that's like the last week. But just saying, this is where you just kind of perk up the ears and notice that, oh, wow, the holidays will be here before you know it. So we're going to have a great time. Don't stress out. We love when you check in with us. We get to talk some Disney, escape down to our favorite place here for just 30 or 40 minutes and have some fun talking about, you know, what's out there. So joining me today to talk Disney, we're going to review the Wilderness Lodge. I love this place. And it's so perfect for during the holiday season. It's probably the most beautiful resort of all down at Walt Disney World during this time of year. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What are you doing today, Ricky? Hopefully not working on the websites. You're going to focus.
Well, you know, this is going to be the month of Disney for me because I am actually headed down to Walt Disney World this weekend for a brief little stint that I was not expecting, but got invited to a media event. So I'm headed down there. So pay attention. I'll have lots of great Disney fun this weekend. And then I'll be down there for Christmas and New Year's and Marathon Weekend. And you'll just get lots and lots and lots of Disney content. So...
So remind
everyone. Be prepared for the pictures.
So I know you put, and you're really good about this, putting stuff on the Facebook page over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast while you're down there. But where can people follow you on Twitter and maybe Instagram as well so they can kind of follow the coverage?
Yeah, so the best places you can go is either I'm at Ricky Nibs, it's RikkiNibs. That's both on Instagram as well as on Twitters. And then you can also follow along with The Mouse for Less. It's The Mouse for Less on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and I'll be sharing a lot of stuff on that account as well, too. So, yay!
All right. Yay for media events. They're fun. It's kind of fun to get down there and check out things and be able to share, you know, because that
way,
people ask questions. We have answers. We don't just have to make it up. So, we love when Disney helps us out.
Yeah, you know, usually I think we're all making stuff
exactly.
up. So.
Thank you, Disney. We get to actually know something. You get to tell us stuff firsthand. We appreciate that. So, thank you.
I do. Yeah.
All right. There you go. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And, Pam, What has this week been? 5 days, like a 5 day week. What is wrong with this picture? I don't know. This is the longest week ever.
It feels very unusual as of late. So I will just say that, but yes, and the beginning of December. So a long week, and it's the beginning of December. And this is the time of year when it all really is very tempting to become completely overwhelmed with all the things that we have to do and take care of. But I'm going to encourage everyone to kind of focus on, you know, the things that are important, what this season is really about, and put out a little thing there that if you really just want to get out of the holiday shopping altogether, you know what the easiest gift to give is?
Yep, travel. Always.
Right?
Experiences. Yes. I believe that.
It absolutely is. And not only that, a Walt Disney World vacation takes a $200 deposit. Hello. Disney Cruise Line, just a portion of your trip. And then most of that is fully refundable, depending on the final payment date. So anyways, just putting that out there, because I'll tell you what, I'm getting my family the gift of travel.
No, wait. You're not advocating to place the deposit, give the gift, and then back like in February, like to cancel the trip, and then everybody gets like, oh man, I didn't get anything for Christmas. But then it's February, so too late. Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of thinking along those lines right now. Like, we're going to the Polynesian for a month. And I put down my $200 deposit, got some magic bands. Psych, I can't afford that.
Exactly. So anyways, I don't want to do all the shopping, so I really am. I'm like, okay, where are we going? What are we doing?
I'm tempted. You gave me ideas. You shouldn't put ideas like this in my head, Pam Forrester. My shopping could all be done, and I hate shopping. So anyway, Amazon affiliate link. Remember, shop online. All right, so.
And then if you're going to shop,
that's exactly it. Yeah, don't leave the house. Please don't leave the house. All right, so today we're going to talk about Disney's Wilderness Lodge Resort. Lots going on over here. It's been going through some major renovations here over the past, 18 months to 2 years. Really plussing this resort, but kind of, just an introduction, just kind of general thoughts about this resort. First of all, we picked it because today's December 1st, and during the holiday season, even if you're not staying at the lodge, you need to go by and see this resort during your trip at some point. You need to sit in front of the fireplace. You need to see the beautiful Christmas tree in the lobby, which is enormous and just gorgeous. You know, this resort, if you've never seen it, it looks like a Lincoln Log set, on a grand scale. It's got great restaurants. It's great. It's just the lobby is amazing. And it's got little nooks and crannies. I've fallen asleep by the fireplace, but not the roaring one down in the main lobby. There's one about four or five lobby or stories up that kind of overlooks the lobby. And there's a smaller fireplace with this awesome chair during marathon weekend. Don't, Bogart that chair. I want to use it too sometime because I'll be tired. I want to take my nap there. I love it there. But this resort is beautiful. It's got good, like I said, dining options, got great rooms. But during the holiday season, this place sings. So what I want to kind of kick off with Wilderness Lodge is, here's kind of how we stayed at the Wilderness Lodge for the first time as a family. And that is, we tended to stay in the value resorts, and then we kind of started looking at the moderates, and the moderates kind of work out best for our family now because decent price, but it gives us a little bit more room, basically with three adults now and Mallory's 9, going on 10 here shortly. We need a little bit more space a lot of times than the values give us. And then, you have more, options. You're in different, you're better locations with the moderates. Sometimes you got boat transportation to Disney Springs if you're at Riverside and French Quarter. But if you want to take that, dip your toes into the deluxe category, you're going to want to look at Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge, because they're going to be your least expensive options for a deluxe resort. But and you also have a high likelihood of a discount at these resorts because they have lots of rooms. But it's definitely a deluxe experience. It is something more than a moderate because, you have your interior rooms. It's more, you got a lot more dining on site, nicer themed pool areas and so forth. But, this is how we got into the deluxe category. We stayed at Wilderness Lodge and really, really enjoyed it. But it's not that much of a jump a lot of times with specials going from a moderate to a Wilderness Lodge or an Animal Kingdom Lodge. So Pam, I know you're the expert here, but am I on the right track that Wilderness Lodge is a great place to kind of dip your toes into the deluxe category for the first time?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, one of the things that makes the Wilderness Lodge a deluxe resort is, of course, their transportation, in that it is not just bus transportation. It actually has boat transportation to the Magic Kingdom, and also boat transportation to the Contemporary and Fort Wilderness. So that's an awesome thing. The rooms, as you talked about, are a little bigger. But I also think one of the things that makes a Disney Deluxe Resort a Disney Deluxe Resort is absolutely the theming. And I think that while Disney does a great job with the theming in every class of their resort, I think the deluxe resorts absolutely have the best theming by far. I mean, and when you think about it, resorts like the Wilderness Lodge and, of course, the Animal Kingdom Lodge are extremely themed, And I love the Wilderness Lodge for that. I mean, when you step into the lobby, it is absolutely 100% jaw-dropping beautiful. And you see, if you spend any time at the Wilderness Lodge, you actually see people come in and their jaw drops and they stop right there in the doorway as they enter in through the lobby. It is really kind of take your breath away beautiful. And it just has so many things to love and enjoy. But yep, the great news is that you don't always have to pay some of the more expensive deluxe resort prices to stay at this beautiful resort.
Yeah, and you know, this is where, of course, Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge designed by the same architect, and you get that same thing at Animal Kingdom Lodge with the lobby. People walk in like, whoa, you know, like you get the wow, you know, and I think that Wilderness Lodge has that same thing. You know, it's got that just that wow factor when you walk in, where, you know, the Polynesian has it kind of, you know, like I'm trying to compare it to the other, you know, the Contemporary has the big, you know, concourse, but I think that, you know, even of all the fancier, you know, as I air quotes, even the Grand Floridian, I don't think there's a wow factor at first glance like Wilderness and Animal Kingdom. I just think it's like, whoa. And, you know, Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge, too, there's the smells, because you have, you know, at Wilderness, you have Whispering Canyon right off the lobby. I mean, basically right there in the lobby, kind of, you know, you can hop the fence and you're there. You know, you got the smells from Boma coming into the lobby at Animal Kingdom. So I think it's a multi-sensory kind of experience as you get there, and then it gets deeper into the theme as you explore the lodge itself. So, Ricky, kind of general thoughts of the lodge. I know it's one of those places you always steal away to on almost every trip.
We really do. Both Brian and I absolutely love Wilderness Lodge. There's just something about the lodge that calls to us, and it's ironic since I am not an outdoorsy person whatsoever. But there's just something so homey about Wilderness Lodge, and I don't really know. I can't put my finger on what it is, because it's not traditionally the style of vacation that I go on. You know, I don't like camping, and, you know, I'd much rather be at the beach or, you know, at some sort of Caribbean type hotel or, you know, experience. But for some reason, the Wilderness Lodge just really calls to me. You do have, you know, Roaring Fork is one of my favorite restaurants to go to, which is counter service there. There's also the new restaurant Geyser Point down by the water. There's really just so much. Those are usually two of the places that we end up making a stop if we're going there. But there's just so much to experience and see and soak in at Wilderness Lodge. And I think it's just a great place for, kind of like you said, Mike, for relaxation, to really just get away from everything and be so close to everything too. Like, does that make sense? Because you're a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom. So, but it feels so remote. So I think that's why I really love Wilderness Lodge, is because it's so peaceful and tranquil, and sometimes that's what you need in life. And I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, it's so strange, because we've stayed here like 3 or 4 times and we love it every time. And the thing is, you know, many times if you have a room that faces the right direction, and you don't have to like be looking that way, but we've had rooms that have been on the backside of the lodge and we can see the monorail going through the trees if you look in the right place. You know, and that's kind of like, you know, it's supposed to be like a remote, you know, like Northwestern theme, but there you can kind of see the monorail weaving through the pine trees. But also, you know, on my balcony, I could hear the train whistle, you know, and things like that. It was it's weird, because it is very remote feeling when you're at the lodge itself, but you're so close to the hustle and bustle of the Magic Kingdom, which is kind of, you know, where everybody is at Walt Disney World or where everybody wants to be. So just kind of going over some of the amenities at the Wilderness Lodge, 728 rooms, all the typical amenities. This one, I will say, I'm getting feedback from guests over the last couple of years that this is super important to people, and I'm this way, and I never thought about it. They have ceiling fans there. Now, Pam, some people don't like to stay in rooms without ceiling fans. Pam, are you that way? Because I like to have, we have actually two fans. We have a ceiling fan and like an oscillating fan. I got to have some air movement in my room.
I agree. And not only that, I've gotten to the point where I actually bring along a little travel fan with me just in case it might not have it, because I'm with you. I want to have some movement, some air movement.
I don't know what it is. I just got to have it. You know, and they also, you know, the updated rooms got the flat panel TVs, the mini fridge, and the rooms will have either a patio on the ground floor or a nice balcony there, which I really enjoy the balconies myself. Pam, walk us through a typical room. So, like, you know, some of them have queens. This is one of the few places where you can get a queen and bunk beds, which is fun for the kids. You know, like, Paige, her whole life wanted bunk beds. We never got her bunk beds because she never had a sibling that was, you know, like, you know, she was too old by the time Mallory came around. So she always wanted bunk beds. So we got bunk beds for them, and they thought it was pretty cool. But, you know, the rooms are really cool, like with carvings of rabbits and bears and touches like that. So walk a guest through the room. And of course, if you want to see pictures, go to the Mouse for Less, and there's great resort guides. That's where we're pulling our information. But, you know, what's a typical room like at the lodge?
So when you walk into the lodge, there's a where the refrigerator is stored and also some storage right there on your left. It has that that kind of area there, and also, of course, the coffee maker. And then to your right is a split bath, which, you know, Disney does at so many of their resorts, and it's really just awesome. There are a double sink and vanity area in the outside part, and then there's the toilet and the shower are then available there. And then rooms inside either have two queen beds or, like Mike said, a queen bed and twin bunk beds. And like you, Hannah was a huge fan of these rooms because she did not have bunk beds either, and she always did want them. But anyways, so they have that available. In addition, you also have a small table with two chairs and a dresser where the flat panel TV is stored. I think the rooms are a good size. They're not as large as some of the other deluxe resorts, but I think they're adequate. I think one of the things that is worth mentioning is there are some fantastic room view possibilities here at the resort. And some of those views include being able to look out on the beautiful Wilderness Lodge courtyard. And that's really the back of the resort where the pool is. But that whole area, I think that's a fantastic view and actually one of my favorite views, because not only do you get to see the pool and the courtyard area, but you get to look out over the lake there. And that's just really a cool view.
I agree. And, you know, just the rooms are fun because I think Disney does this so stinking well, is that, you know, it's got these touches that make it feel very rustic, you know, like I said, with like carvings of animals. But then when you go into the bathroom, you know, in the shower area, you have Chippendale and some raccoon. I don't know who he is. You know, Bambi. I don't know. Who's the raccoon? Ricky the raccoon?
That's the raccoon from Pocahontas.
Okay, I've never seen Pocahontas. Apparently the president said Pocahontas and got in trouble earlier this week, so I'm going to skip
there.
I don't know why, but I'm not even going there. But there's what they do is they weave in the characters, but like they're not bright colors; they fit the theme. You know, the kind of browns and that dark green. You know, everything is there that makes it uniquely Disney. But they don't scream Disney. And I think this is, again, where Disney sings. You know, this is like almost like a cabin feel to it. And you have the Disney touches like above the coat hooks or the hat hooks, you know. But it's there. But it's, you know, what I found too, I was looking through my pictures at our stays at Wilderness Lodge, is that I took a ton of pictures of the lighting fixtures around the resort. Because they're so, like, they have like silhouettes of like bears and coyotes.
Yes.
And like pine trees and stuff. Ricky, what do you think about the resort and the theming of the rooms and the theming of just the resort in general?
Again, you've got kind of that arts and crafts design that's going there. And I, again, I'm not the most woodsy of people, but for some reason, the design really appeals to me. You know, the rooms are kind of the I'll feature a lot of woods and stuff like that, which is nice. I do like that they've updated them over the past few years, because I didn't really love them a few years ago. So I don't know. There was just something about them, but I feel like they're a little more, they're a little brighter now. I think I felt that they were a little too dark a couple years ago, but, you know, obviously with Disney, they constantly change out, you know, change the bedding and carpet and stuff like that. So I think that really helped with this year or with this recent refurbishment. But, again, it just, I get that feeling of comfortableness, you know, like I feel like I could just like hang out there all day, and you really do forget that you're at Walt Disney World. So I think that I could, if I, you know, was able to do this, you know, mentally, I could really spend an entire trip just at Disney's Wilderness Lodge and not do anything else, because it's got such that homey feel, that cabin-y feel. I guess it appeals to me a little bit because I do live here in Georgia, North Georgia, and I have kind of areas that are similar in feel to this sort of nearby to where I live. So I guess that kind of appeals to me in that regard too. But I love the feel of the rooms. And while this is not a resort that I've stayed at, it is certainly on the bucket list. And it's always been one of those places where Brian and I have wanted to stay. We've just never been able to, you know, kind of pull the trigger on it. But there's always been something else that's gotten in the way of us being able to do it. But, you know, I think that with the price point that it's at, and like you said, Mike, it is a sort of moderate deluxe, if that makes sense. So I really do love Wilderness Lodge. Gotta convince Brian to stay there.
I had it booked twice before we actually stayed there. I switched my resort twice when I had Wilderness Lodge initially. I'm like, nah, we'll stay at Riverside, or, you know, and we finally stayed there. We loved it, man. The whole family loved it. And it is, I've heard people like, describe it as like a super moderate or like a deluxe light, but it's a deluxe experience. Don't get me wrong. I mean, yeah, it's really nice. Cause okay, let's move into dining here, because I don't think people realize how good of dining is at just,
oh,
and today,
gosh,
we're really,
yeah,
just, we're talking about the lodge. You know, we have Boulder Ridge and Copper Creek, you know, that we could talk about that, cause that's obviously newer and very, you know, current, but we're basically talking about Wilderness Lodge Resort itself today. And just there, you have Artist Point, you have Geyser Point, you have Whispering Canyon, you have Roaring Forks and Territory Lounge. I mean, Pam, you really champion a lot of these places. So give us your thoughts on, you know, we're not going to get in and give a dining review of all five locations, but I mean, you really have something for everybody, with the quick stuff at Roaring Forks to lounge food at Territory, which is one of your favorites. And then you got a, you know, signature restaurant in Artist Point as well.
You do. And I think that the Wilderness Lodge does a great job of having these locations really, again, fit the theming that they're going for. During, you know, some of the recent renovations, Roaring Fork got a completely new menu, really. There are some few things that still stayed on the menu, but, and it, you know, it looks different. It has some different items. And we really felt like this is one of the standout locations for a quick service location. I mean, they have items like a brisket burger. Hello, a brisket on a burger. Yes. What else needs to go on there? But they had,
you know, what they need to have in the morning, they need to have brisket on a biscuit, and that'd be really good.
Actually, that wouldn't be so bad.
I know. Just saying,
it sounds delicious.
And that's a killer name.
I'm judging you for your rhyming, but that sounds really delicious.
I'm just saying, yeah. You know, I mean, Disney fans, I'm just saying, you have something that sounds kind of catchy and it's tasty. I mean, that thing, there'd be lines out the door, brisket on a biscuit, Disney, go after it.
It's true, but they also have the gourmet grilled cheese, again, you know, another adult grilled cheese that is really worth going to see. It has arugula on it, but tomato and onion jam. Hello? What could be wrong with that? But anyways, I just wanted to, you know, point out that it's really worth going to see. Of course, Geyser Point doesn't have a very large menu, but it has beautiful views of the lake there. Whispering Canyon is known for lots of shenanigans and great all-you-can-eat fare. Territory Lounge, as Mike mentioned, is one of our favorite lounges. They have this great kind of fondue, cheese fondue on the menu, some great fries. They also have a nice charcuterie board and things like that, but it just offers some solid drinks, solid food to eat, you know, not much to not like about that. And of course, Artist Point is, I think, a fairly unique kind of signature location, not only in the restaurant itself, because it's kind of large and sort of cavernous, sort of like the lodges, but at the same time it feels really cozy, and it really features a menu that changes not only with the season, but also features items that would really be in a kind of lodge type menu. You know, they've had for years, they're famous for the smoked mushroom bisque soup, which I know that people are like, mushroom soup, seriously? It is so good. Just really fantastically good. They kind of zhuzh it every now and then to give it a little flair. But they often have a buffalo choice there. And buffalo's a great, really lean and tender meal. They're famous for scallops. And of course, they're also famous for their salmon, which is cooked on a cedar plank. So again, lots of great restaurants to choose from there. And I, you know, if you aren't going to stay there, at least go and check out the resort and dine there, because it's worth it.
So I've never eaten at Artist Point. We don't do a lot of signature dining ourselves, but you know, when I'm suggesting meals to guests, and you know, when I read about things on the social media and you know, what have you, Artist Point seems to get forgotten, I think, by many, many guests. You know, I think when we talk signature restaurants, we're always hearing about California Grill or Gico or Le Cellier. You know, there's the standards, Brown Derby. Pam, do you agree with that assessment that Artist Point is kind of forgotten as far as the signature meals? And is that an advantage where maybe you could score an ADR there late in the game? And is it a place that seems empty when you're there? Is it busy? What's the experience like?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is a restaurant that often has availability even last minute. And I think that's, you know, that's a great thing to be able to find at that point. We've had really good experiences there. And I think that eating there is something that we tend to do because, you know, I've mentioned this maybe a time or two, that I'm not that great about making plans for my own for my own vacations. So then we'll want someplace good to eat and we'll end up there. The only thing I would say is there's not often a huge menu. So you want to look at the menu and see, is this something that really appeals to you? I will say they often have a great fish choice. It's often halibut in addition to the cedar plank salmon. So that's something to consider. They typically have a chicken dish. Again, I mentioned a buffalo or a regular beef dish. But I think that the food is really masterfully prepared in most instances. And it really is featuring kind of seasonal items there. They always have a vegetarian choice, of course, as well. I think the thing that, like I said, the one thing I would change about this, and this is hard to do for a menu that is based on, you know, kind of farm to table ingredients that are available, you know, seasonally, whatnot, is I would make the menu just a tad bit larger so that it would appeal to more people.
Nice. All right. So, Ricky, why did the Penguins take their job? For the halibut.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Muppet Vision 3D, baby. All right, let's move on to recreation here on a Friday. That was terrible. Anyway,
that
so
terrible.
You know what?
Yes.
There's a ton of recreation, you know, fun to be had outside of the theme parks over at Wilderness Lodge. Of course, they have an awesome feature pool that basically comes from a spring that starts inside the lobby of the hotel and makes its way down. There's an awesome waterfall there right before the pool, and it's a great pool, and it's got a fun water slide. I mean, we have gone down that slide so many times. You got the two whirlpool spas. You got the little child's area. You got a nice little playground area there for the kids, mm-hmm. you know, with the slides and the... It's like kind of like a fort, you know, kind of the standard thing. It just got a, you know, Wilderness Lodge looking theme. You got an arcade. Do they still? Yeah, they still have the arcade. They just don't have the redemption stuff. Thank you, Disney. I hate that stuff. Thank you, Disney. You love your parents when you take out the redemption games. They also have boat rentals and the marina, fishing, a beach, the bike rental. They also have a jogging trail. Let me tell you, if you are a runner, this is probably my favorite place to run at Walt Disney World. There's a path where you just kind of, you go from the lodge down towards where you catch the buses, and there's a sign there that points you, you know, jogging trail, and it takes you over to Fort Wilderness. And as you're on this jogging trail, you're inside of all these big, you know, fir trees, and many, many, I think every time I've run there in the morning, I've seen deer and like raccoons. I don't know what the raccoon's name is, but there was a raccoon a couple times. You know, you see the wildlife, and then you pop out there over Fort Wilderness, you see the horses at the ranch, and you go by all the trailers and the motorhomes and stuff. You can run by Trails End, you can go down to the beach at Fort Wilderness and back. It's a nice like 3 mile loop, and it's just great to disconnect and be out there in nature. And it's one of my favorite places to run. So if you go over there, even if you're not a runner, walk. You know, you eat a lot on your vacation, take a walk over to Fort Wilderness and back. I think you would enjoy that. But if you want to stay inside, they have a nice health club with massage and spa services, and of course you can watch. They have all the, you know, the stuff that all the resorts have now with the entertainment staff by the pool during the day for the kids, the games and the music and stuff. But they also have the Movies Under the Stars and the Electrical Water Pageant cruises by each and every night. So, Ricky, do you ever do anything outside of just swimming? Have you even swam there? Because I don't think you've stayed there. You probably should answer that. Self-incrimination there. Don't answer that. No, just kidding.
No. I actually have not stayed there, nor have I swam in their pool. So we're good there. You're good.
I don't want the backlash.
Right. Exactly. But we did do bike rentals here. I think it was either here or at Fort Wilderness, which there's a trail. I mean, it's the jogging trail, I think, that you mentioned, but you can also do bike rentals on there. So we did have done that before, which is kind of nice. You know, if you're looking to get a little exercise on your vacation, maybe you ate a little too much. This is a good way to kind of get a little exercise in or have fun with the family. The thing that I think is kind of the best thing, though, about Wilderness Lodge is the theming behind it. And there is a backstory, or at least there was a backstory that went behind the whole resort. You know, if you ask at the front desk, they'll hopefully be able to give that to you. I think there's probably a pamphlet with the information. But there's the geyser that's there. And it is I use it in quotes, it's a real geyser, meaning that it does actually shoot off every hour. So that's just one of those touches that, again, is so unique, but it's what makes Disney Disney, you know, that they have something so realistic like this there that they didn't have to do, but they put it in for the theming aspect of it. So I really love that they have the geyser, and you can walk past it and you can see it, like, even if it's not shooting, you know, you can still see it kind of steaming and stuff like that. And it's just little touches like that, you know, that really help to make this resort just so awesome.
Yep. And this resort has a backstory to it as well. And you can actually go on a free tour of the resort. Yeah. Just check in down at guest services, or I guess that'd be your hotel concierge down there. And they'll tell you when and where, kind of like, that's again, awesome. Like Animal Kingdom Lodge. Shopping within the resort itself, I will say I love shopping at the Mercantile. I think they have some of the best shopping. Ricky, you agree? I mean, they have great, like, Wilderness Lodge themed, like, polos and t-shirts. And but I mean, since it is connected to DVC, you can pick up things like Enemans donuts and stuff like that too. I like that. It's kind of fun having there. But I think they have really, really good merchandise. Probably one of the best shops on site on property.
I would absolutely agree with you. I've seen some really creative stuff that they've done as far as merchandise goes that really ties into the Wilderness Lodge, especially when for a while there, they really weren't having a lot of unique merchandise for the resorts. So this was always one of the resorts that still kind of held on to that. And I love the merchandise that they have, especially with the totem pole with, you know, Mickey and Donald and Goofy and Humphrey the Bear, which I think is just adorable. So, I love that they have just creative and unique stuff there.
So let me ask you this. I got a question, because you got the big totem pole in the main lobby. You have this cool kind of Disney character totem pole right outside the Mercantile. How do you take a good picture of your kid at the totem pole? Because, like, you know, you want to get the whole totem pole in the picture, and that's impossible in the main one because it's so big. But, like, you want to get the grandness and how cool that totem pole is. Yet if you get a picture of your kid, like, in the totem pole, your kid looks like an ant. You know what I'm saying? Or you only get, like, you know, the first head of the totem pole. That is, I have so many attempts at trying to take a good picture at the totem poles, and it just never works.
I got nothing for you.
It's impossible. Need to move your child closer to you.
I would agree with
that. Yeah. The background.
Look at that. Yes. That does make sense. How did I never think of that? Because I was having stay next to the totem pole.
That would be my suggestion. Or just have a giant pole and a small child. So,
tip of the day right there. All right. Yeah. So go to the Mercantile, though, if you've never been. It is it's really, really nice. Now, if you go over to the Mouse for Less, they have these tips for every one of the resort. The top 10 tips for Animal Kingdom Lodge or for Pop Century. And I love these because, you know, if you're staying somewhere, just drop by the Mouse for Less, go to the resort guides and check out the tips, because this is where you might discover something that's going to be fun on your vacation that you didn't consider. For example, one of the tips here is to be sure to look for the hidden Mickeys in the lobby fireplace. And actually, another tip is that if you look at the layout of the rock layers in the fireplace, those are actually, is that not, Ricky, am I wrong here that it's kind of an authentic way that the earth is? I mean, is that not?
Yeah, I've heard the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, the Grand Canyon. Yes. That's what it is. Yeah, some big hole in the ground in Arizona. Yeah, nice.
Yes. Yeah, that giant hole. Yes.
It matches the striations, if you will.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at Pam using big fancy words.
My parents paid a lot for that college degree.
Oh, and see, here you go, too. That's it. That's it. For all of us to do all this, that's crazy. I know my dad's probably like, oh, my gosh, you went to college to be a teacher. Now look what you're doing. So the tour you can check out, it's called the Wonders of the Lodge Tour. So check that out. And and another tip, I don't want to give this. If you've listened to this podcast, you know, go to Wilderness Lodge, set somebody up with the ketchup trick, you know,
just
set them up, you know, ask for some red condiment to have for your French fries. So there's all kinds of stuff like that. But Wilderness Lodge, I mean, wrapping it up, really sings during the holidays with the Christmas tree. I think many, many, like I said, if you're not staying there, go there. You know, take a boat from the Magic Kingdom, build it into your Magic Kingdom day. You don't have to stay there to enjoy it. But I think when you stay there, it's such a great place, because I remember, you know, when we stay there, we get up in the morning, we run down, we get some breakfast at Roaring Forks, you know, maybe some waffles with chocolate chips and whipped cream on top. That's usually what I eat there. It's always kind of a fun vacation breakfast. And then, you know, right over, you know, get my run in real quick on the trail, get a shower and take a boat to the Magic Kingdom. It's a great way to start the day. And it's just, it's a real, real nice place to stay. So final thoughts, Pam, on Wilderness Lodge, and we'll cut everybody loose for the weekend.
So I agree. It's absolutely a must-see during the holidays. It has a fantastic tree in the lobby. It is really not to be missed. I think it's one of the best on property. And in addition, when you go there, if you go to the concierge desk, they should be able to offer you kind of a hidden Mickey's. You know, they have a list of the hidden Mickeys, or at least they've always have when we've gone there. So ask if they still have it. It's kind of a fun way to spend the day going all throughout the lodge looking for those hidden Mickeys.
Absolutely. Ricky, final thoughts on the old Wilderness Lodge before we go for the weekend.
I love the Wilderness Lodge. So that's going to be my tip. Go there, because while it is off the beaten path necessarily, you know, it's not along the monorail loop or, you know, anything like that, or along the Epcot resort loop there that you've got going on. It's totally worth your time to head over to the Wilderness Lodge. Whether it's for a meal or to just explore or to go over to the Carolwood Pacific Room or whatever it's being called these days. It's just, it's a fantastic, fantastic resort. And they've only made it even better since they've done all the refurbishment work that they've done since adding the recent Copper Creek DVC too. I mean, oh my gosh, first of all, those cabins, hello. Yeah. Those are so awesome too. So, yeah, it's such a great, fantastic resort, and it's up there. It's definitely one of my favorite resorts at Walt Disney World, and if you go over there, you'll see why. It's so, so fantastic.
And if you go there, make sure you take lots of pictures and post them to social media, because I love seeing Wilderness Lodge during the holidays. You know, you can't get enough pictures of that Christmas tree in the lobby. It's so gorgeous, and just how they they decorate it just like an old-fashioned Christmas, you know, with all the garland and stuff. It's so beautiful. So, you know, hopefully you'll think about staying at the Lodge. If you're staying at the Lodge here maybe in 2018 or the rest of 2017, hopefully this maybe got you a little bit more excited for the trip. I love when I, you know, I have a trip planned and then I find like a special on TV about that resort or, you know, something like that, you know, an article makes me more excited. So hopefully we're hitting home for you this on this Friday. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You want to plan a trip to the Lodge? Right now's the time. Drop by the magicforless.com. Check out all the specials on the page. You know, we don't talk about the booking bonuses very often, but with many, many packages that include a room and tickets or dining, you're going to get little goodies that, you know, make the trip even more fun, like maybe a premium subscription to touring plans, maybe some character plush. You've got these, and this sounds, again, we talk about this every once in a while, sounds so dumb, but we offer these travel laundry bags, which I will not travel
they
without
are the
now. They are awesome. It sounds so, when you say it out loud, you're just like, am I really talking about a laundry bag? I'm not. It will change your life.
Yes.
It really does. I mean, it makes our room so much cleaner. Or Pam,
yes.
I know that you were debating, like, okay, what's kind of a fun new booking bonus we can give our guests? And you said laundry bag, and I was like, okay, next. What they giving you that? I mean, we have gotten. I no kidding.
I have off the rock
answer with another kooky idea.
I seriously have guests come back and say thank you for that laundry bag. It kept our room clean the whole week. I'm like, okay, whatever. Sure. So, no kidding. And you get that at the lowest level too. So almost everybody gets one of those things. So just drop by the magicforless.com. We'll always get you the best rate and work really hard to give you a magical vacation each and every time. But do check them out over at the magicforless.com. And don't forget, as you're doing that online shopping, if you're shopping on your mobile device, put everything in the cart, drop by on a desktop, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, check out and support the show. It's very painless and it really, really does help. So thank you to everybody who has been doing that during the holiday season. I thank you so much for that. Don't forget, you can follow the show on the Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike and drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to cut you loose for the weekend. We hope that you have a great time. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend, but whatever you do, please do stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.